across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, it's always a pleasure to welcome Nicola Upson into the studio, and especially on a day like this.
The most magnificent day. I've just had a leisurely stroll through the Mill Road Cemetery, and it's beautiful.
It is, isn't it? It's that early autumn, but yeah, we're not done yet. It's not too chilly.
No,
you have to put a jumper on.
No, in fact, we're even going to attempt a barbecue tomorrow.
Oh, for goodness sake, we'll behave.
Yeah.
So what's new? Are you off down to Cornwall yet again?
We're recently back, and there's quite a lot. It's always such a nice, busy time of year. It's the start of the theatre season. So there's lots of good stuff in the cinema and the festivals. So we're up this way for a bit.
Oh, it's lovely to have you around.
Yeah.
You're going to be around for the next few weeks, actually, because you've got quite a list of stuff to be getting through, haven't you?
We've got some lovely reviews coming up at the Arts Theatre in the next few weeks. There's going to be a train theme over the next couple. We're doing Girl on the Train next week, and then we're doing The Lady Vanishes, which I suppose could be said The Old Lady on the Train, really.
Really?
So, we'll get to talking about that, but at the moment, we're going upmarket with Posh.
I was going to say, this really is an interesting one to be putting on right at this moment. Tell us a little bit about the play itself. What's the theory behind it?
Well, as the rather bold title suggests, it is about a group of students from various Oxford colleges. It's about an exclusive male dining club called the Riot Club, which is very, very thinly, so thinly it's practically transparent, based on the Bullingdon Club in Oxford, which of course is the very famous club. It goes back a long way, which has been fictionalised before. Evelyn Waugh mentions it in Brideshead Revisited, and then he fictionalises it as the Bollinger Club. But it's the club that David Cameron, Boris Johnson, George Osborne all belong to.
And a real band of renegades.
Real band of renegades. And the Riot Club in the play has 10 members who we meet gradually over the opening scene. And like the Bullingdon Club, the Riot Club is notorious for its destructive behaviour, been banned from loads of places because it vandalises pubs and dining rooms and college rooms. It has a taste for very gourmet, expensive food, and it has this entitled attitude where money will put anything right. So you can trash a place as much as you like, as long as you pay for it afterwards. And the play starts very cleverly, because I have to say, no reflection. This is not a comment on the production or on the play, both of which were brilliant. I think it's really convincingly acted and wonderfully written. But I have rarely been so frustrated and despondent and depressed.
Why? Because
out
you felt it was a
because
documentary,
it's
did
so
you?
So good. It is so good. And you said right at the beginning, you know, a timely place to be putting this on. But you suddenly realise that it's only going to get worse. It was very relevant when it was first written and put on during the 2010 general election, obviously with the coalition then following
up. Of course.
And David Cameron, former member of the Bullingdon Club, taking power. Now we've got Boris Johnson, and it's even more relevant because the play starts very, very cleverly. It would be so easy to do a pastiche of these really thoroughly unlikable group of 10 young men, big boys, whatever you want to call them, because they are not like, and that in itself is an interesting thing, to write a play where so few of the characters are likeable. You don't get that very often, and yet the audience engages with them, which
I was gonna
is so
say,
clever.
Today, Matt, well, but that's how it works in real life too,
of
isn't it? Johnson's got his followers.
It's
he's
insidious.
Got not just his followers, he's got his admirers.
He has.
David Cameron, Call Me Dave, and Webb Cameron and all those things. He was a man of the people for a time, and you know, with things like...
I hold my hands up. I've fallen for that in the past, less so now he's running the country, but when Boris Johnson was Mayor of London, he would come on and do something and be ridiculous, and there is that kind of really quite dangerous charm.
Would the Olympics have been such a success if not for
well,
Boris?
Exactly. And the play starts brilliantly. It starts with one of the members of the club called Guy, who is talking to his godfather, who's now a Tory MP peer and a former member of the Bullingdon Club, because he's got his sights on of the Riot Club. He's got his sights set on. careful. Got his sights set on being the president, and he wants to pick his uncle's brains on how that might be achieved. So they go through what might be good. And you find yourself laughing at it, and Guy's quite likeable, and there are some great lines in it. Like they're talking about his new girlfriend, who's called Lauren, and whose parents own a chain of news agents, which is not necessarily where he's going to end up in his life. And there's lines like, you know, her idea of a classy date is going to Café Rouge when you haven't got a voucher. it is roaringly, laughingly funny. But then, as the play goes on, and you start to see more of this sense of entitlement.
Yes.
You start to reflect on what Guy said at the beginning, and you see how cleverly that was built up. You know, there's a line about how there are girls for now and girls for later. And that's quite a revolting line in hindsight. But you're laughing at it at the beginning because you're engaging with it. And that what I think Laura Wade has done so well with this play is the fact that you can't just come at it and say, you know, she's clubbing over this particular class of men over the head and ramming a political view at them, because you as the audience have in some sort of ways been engaging with them right from the start. It's not quite as simple as that.
My goodness. Now, obviously, by nature of the fact, because it is all about young men going through, you know, public school and then on to university type thing, it's got a lot of young cast, presumably.
It has got a young cast, and it's been compared, I think, to History Boys in that sense, that it is this wonderful array of parts for a group of actors who are just making their way into adult roles.
I was going to say, and that maps quite nicely with that whole idea of you're going from... This is going to be your career starting now. It's forming those links, isn't it? Making those contacts.
Yes.
And you've got young men acting the roles who, that's exactly their world, but presumably they're from a very different background.
And they're a nice mix as well. I mean, Tiger Drew Honey is one of the leading roles, Alistair. Now, I have to say, I didn't watch Outnumbered. So
I was hoping you had, because I didn't.
No, I didn't. But obviously, he has been so raved about in his performance in that. And in this, he plays a particularly despicable character. So I think it is quite a complex character. So it's an interesting role for him, I imagine. And the piece is beautifully directed too, because there's a large cast. It's set in this dining room of a country pub, and it's brilliantly done because it's one of those pubs that we all know that are trying very, very hard to be a gastro pub.
Oh, right.
But they've still got the serviettes folded in halfway and stuck, you know. And the food might not be top-notch, although they do put the boat out for this particular occasion for reasons which are closely connected to the play. But it's wonderfully directed, and Lucy Hughes, the director, I was amazed to see this as her first professional stage direction, because it's paced beautifully, and she manages. There are some set pieces on it which are more choreographed than directed, I suppose, and they come across very, very well.
So is it intended to be a political satire-y type comment, or how's it being pitched?
Well, I think it probably is intended to be that. I think certainly there is no way that you can go into the theatre and not come out having read it,
drawn all the
that,
references,
or experienced as it that. And it was interesting hearing, certainly we got into a very heated, oh God, well, hell in a handcart type conversation in the interval with some friends who were there, and you do come out of it having that political conversation. So if you are somebody who is absolutely sick to death of the whole thing, this might not be the perfect write-up for you. But I do urge people to go and see it, because it's a really thought-provoking play. And it's not just political and of the moment. It's a kind of historical thing, because you think, particularly in the treatment of women in the play and their attitudes to the women. I mean, one of them's hired a prostitute for the night, thinking that's great. She's going to sit under the table and do, you know, well, we won't go into that at lunch.
Do what they do, yes, exactly.
It's what they're expecting her to do. And you realise how far we haven't come.
Mm. That's the point. And maybe that is also, again, maybe it makes us look at the situation we're in now. Everyone's treating it like, oh, it's ever since the referendum. This has actually been brewing, I think. This has been brewing for a long time.
I think it has. And the worst thing about it is we've said how lovely it is and timely it is to be put on now, but I have this horrible feeling it's going to be very, very timely in 10 years too.
Yeah, I think
and that's the frustrating thing about it.
So we were saying before you came on air, basically you could buy the programme, or you could just take David Cameron's memoirs in with you as well and read it in conjunction with that.
Nah, there's a lot more to it than that, because it is a beautifully crafted play, and it is a very, very classy production from every possible angle. So it might be interesting though to read the Bullingdon chapters in David Cameron's biography in retrospect.
Yeah, and to see how you, if you can spot the characters and things like that. Well, it gets some huge thumbs up. It started on Tuesday, runs through till Saturday. I take it the usual matinees and evening performances.
Yes, absolutely.
So it's Thursdays and Saturdays.
Thursdays and Saturdays at 2:30, yeah.
And then in the evenings at 7:45. Tickets are priced between £20 and £35 plus, in fact, including a booking fee, I think it says here. So yeah, there we are. Posh, it's on at the Cambridge Arts Theatre. It gets huge thumbs up from you, by the way.
It does, yeah.
But in a worrying way.
In a worrying But it's so insightful. It's fascinating.
Excellent. Nicola, lovely to see you. And we'll see you back here next Wednesday.
Yes.
For Girl on the Train.
Yes, looking forward to that one.
My goodness me, you're never at home, are you? It's just out to the theatre and out to the cinema.
it's a breeze.
Lovely. Thanks ever so much, Nicola.
Thanks, Neil.